So, you moved back up here to DeKalb County. Here you lived in Rainsville, or actually the little town of Powell's.
Yes.
And you lived by your mother-in-law and your father-in-law?
Well, no, Whitson's father died. He got out of service in 46, in April of 46, and his father died in May of 46. And how he got out of service was they were getting out on points, and he was just sitting up there in Alaska waiting for his points system to get out, because they couldn't turn everybody out at one time. Mm-hmm. They had, and his father got desperately sick, and his mother, the Red Cross, got him to come home so he could run his business. He was running a service station at that time, and had nobody to run it for him. And so Whitson got out on through the Red Cross. He came home in December of, he arrived home December the 7th of 1945. Oh. And so he had a month's leave from service, and then we had to go back to get up to Virginia. No, Maryland. We had to go back up into Maryland to get his discharge. And Fort Meade, Maryland, I believe was the name of the place. We lived in a little town called Havidegrass, Maryland. We couldn't find any place to stay. We finally found one room on the third floor of this lady's house that we stayed in. Of course, we weren't there very long because we were waiting for the discharge. And from getting discharged in April, and his father died in May. So he inherited that little service station to run, and he didn't like it at all. And I told him I wish that I could use his schooling. He could have gone back to school, because when he left for the service, he was going to school at the University of Chattanooga. And then he went into service, but he never did go back, and he started dealing in used cars, and he would go to Detroit and pull a bunch of junkers back. I'd call them junkers, because he'd give, like, back then it could be like $50 to $200 a car, and repair them, because since there were no cars built during the war, for a period of time, everyone's cars were wearing out. So if he bought them from Detroit, he had to, we called them Bondo. They Bondoed all the rusty spots on them, and and painted them and fixed them up and carried them to the sale. And sold them as wholesale dealers then. Mm. Then he finally worked himself on up till he had a new car dealership. He that sold Dodges and Chryslers and Pumas for about 20-something years, and then...
Was that in Scottsboro?
In Scottsboro, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then he sold the name of the business of Woods and Jones Dodge, because he had the name of it established before he bought the Chrysler and Plymouth dealership and put it with it.
Now, what year was that he made it up to his own dealership? What year did you open your dealership?
In Scottsboro?
Mm-hmm.
In 1964.
64. Okay, let's backtrack just a little bit. When was your first child born?
Oh, 1948.
And it was a little boy?
Little boy named Dale Woodson Jones. It's named after his daddy. I mean, the Woodson part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had three girls after that. One born in 49, and one born in 57, and one born in 62. So I had two or three different families.
Oh.
I told them I always had, the last one I had built in babysitters.
Yeah.
Because they were old enough to take care of her.
So did the little tots help you run the dealership? Did they get on up into working with you?
Well, Bill and Sherry, the two oldest, finished high school in Scottsboro. And then Northeast Junior College. Northeast
State
College was built and was in operation just 1 year before Dale graduated, and he started to Northeast to for his education. He went 2 years there, and then he transferred to Jacksonville and went 2 years. But Sherry, she went 2 years to Northeast, and then she transferred to University of Alabama. And then Cindy, she graduated in 1975, and she went 2 years to Northeast and 2 years to Jacksonville, and then she got her master's degree from the University of Alabama. Then Theresa, which was several years later, she went to Northeast for State for 2 years, and then she transferred and went to UAH of Alabama in Huntsville. And I was glad to be able to get them the four years of college so they could.
I bet that was a pretty nice bill in your pocket there, putting four through college.
Well, Dale and Sherry, it didn't cost, I think the last one cost about as much as both Dale and Sherry. That's how much expenses had gone up since then. What you want to ask?
Didn't you take road trips and stuff? Haven't you been out of the state to different states in the country?
Oh, while we were in the Dodge and Chrysler dealership, we won several trips. We won one, we called it the Rhine River Cruise, which started in Holland and went up to Basel, Switzerland. And then we went, that's the time we went on into Munich, and we went to East Germany, which I've told you about previously. And then we went on to Greece, and we traveled over a cruise that went to five different islands in the Aegean Sea. One was the island of Rhodes, and one was the island of Crete. That was the larger islands that we went to, and then we went to three other different islands and did GNC there. And then we came back, and in the Mediterranean Sea, we went to the island of Sardinia. And transferring from one to the other, we stopped in Rome, Italy, and I got to see St. Peter's Cathedral, and the fountain where the movie Three Coins and the Fountain was made. Can't think of the name of the fountain at this time. Then we went another trip into Scotland, and Ireland. And we went to Dublin, Ireland, and went to saw I don't know how many different castles that we went through all during that time. And on the cruise to what's the first cruise I said?
The Rhine River.
On the Rhine River cruise. And while we were going down there, we would stop off. We stopped off in Heidelberg, Germany, and Cologne, and several places there that was real interesting, because we saw where some of the bombing was during World War II, and all that. And by the way, there, when we were waiting for some bus or something, some German walked up and to us, and he was over here during World War II as a prisoner of war. And he was talking to us and telling us about where he was and everything. And when I was working at Camp Seibert, we had a lot of prisoner of war that they brought into there. And but they really enjoyed being the prisoners of war over here because we didn't mistreat them. And they were well fed and everything, and they got to see this country too that probably never would have been able to come over here if it hadn't been shipped during wartime. So then we went to Hawaii one time, and we enjoyed that trip.
Did you go to Pearl Harbor while you were in Hawaii?
Yes, we went over to Pearl Harbor and saw where the Arkansas was sunk, and we saw the what else was
Nevada? Did you say the Nevada?
No, it was just run aground. It wasn't wrecked. They just run it up on the beach.
Oh, okay.
There. But the monument that they got over up for the Arkansas where there's mm-hmm. all those servicemen got drowned.
Mm-hmm. And you've been across the country too, haven't you?
Well, after we got... After several years of working, well, we bought a motor home, and we had already been several times overseas, so we decided we'd get a motor home and just travel the country. So we had been in just about every state, but I think we didn't get into North Dakota, and we didn't get into Maine and some of those eastern states up there. But...
Didn't you have a brother and a sister that lived in California?
We crossed the state several times. I had a brother that lived in San Diego. He was in the Navy, and the first time we went to see him, he was up in Bremerton, Washington, and we went up there. And he had these two uncles that was in Pearl Harbor. They had moved back to the States, and they were in Portland, Oregon, and Eugene, Oregon, and we visited them. And we drove the first trip out there. We drove from San Diego up to Hollywood, and then up to Eugene, Oregon, up to Portland. And the second trip, we went to the eastern part. We did, and went to visit. I had a twin sister, and they had moved out there at that time. Our husband said they had to get back on this side of the States because breaking them up crossing the Straits. But they'd come home about every other year, and we'd go out there about every other year. So mm-hmm. one time we went out through there, we came back, went through nice Yellowstone National Park. When I was working in Camp Seibert, this guy I worked for was all the time talking about that. So that made me really want to go up into there. So that was in like 1956, I guess, that we were mm-hmm. out there, and we went up to National Park. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice to be up there at that time because it wasn't so commercialized. Now, when you go up there, you can't see anything because so many people up there and some going. But back when those first few times, that was in the early 50s, and there wasn't that many got established yet and traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite trip that you have taken as far as through the States? Which state did you like the most?
The first time I went across, it was very fascinating to go down across through. We went through San Antonio, Texas, the southern route. And I had always seen these movies with the deserts and the desert sand and everything, just piles and piles of sand and no growth on the mountains, the little stubby trees, not pines, but some of them just barren for miles and miles, nothing but rocks and just the mountainside. Mm-hmm. And that was really fascinating. And then the next one I went was later on when we went to San Diego, I mean, South Dakota. And we were stationed up there. And we got to see all the president's faces at Mount Rushmore. And that was really fascinating too up in there, because we drove all around, all over into the state where the Indian War were, and is it
reservations?
Fort Custer. What was they had a war up there. They call it Custer's. Custer. Yeah.
Custer's.
Yeah, we went through that. And
you visited the Indian reservations too up there?
Well, no, not too much, but we did just all over that park, wherever everything was, and where the gold, a lot of gold mines up in there that we got to see.
You have traveled throughout the state too, haven't you? Through Alabama, you've been to a lot of the state parks in Alabama, haven't you?
Oh, yes, we stayed in. One we like, I guess, that we went to most was below Birmingham. What was that? Tannehill.
Tannehill.
Now, that was an interesting place, because that was back in there was where they used to make machine guns and things like that during World War I, I guess. It's where they, they have a museum down there that has all of those things in it that they made.
So it was a big ironworks facility in the state.
Yes. At that time it was.
Emma was just like one of the football navigators.